This is VOA News. I'm Richard Green. The U.S. Federal Bureau of Investigation said Wednesday the suspect in the fatal shooting at a high school in the southeastern state of Georgia had been interviewed more than a year ago by local law enforcement officials in connection to threats made online of a school shooting. The FBI says Colt Gray and his father were interviewed by investigators from the Jackson County Sheriff's Office. His father told the investigators he had hunting guns in the house, but said his son did not have unsupervised access to the weapons. The younger Gray, who was 13 years old at the time, denied making the threats. The now 14-year-old Colt Gray has been identified as the person who opened fire at Appalachia High School in the town of Winder, killing two other 14-year-old classmates and two teachers. Nine others were injured in the shooting. Gray surrendered that he was confronted by a sheriff's deputy and was arrested. Authorities say Gray will be charged and tried as an adult. The administration of U.S. President Joe Biden on Wednesday announced criminal charges, the seizure of internet domains, and sanctions related to Russian disinformation efforts to influence the U.S. presidential election.
We have no tolerance for attempts by authoritarian regimes to exploit our democratic system of government.
Attorney General Merrick Garland said the actions relate to Russia's use of state media to enlist unwitting American influencers to spread propaganda and disinformation. A U.S. judge on Wednesday ruled that a temporary block on a legalization program for immigrant spouses of U.S. citizens could remain in place. The Biden administration opened applications last month for the Keeping Families Together program, which offers a path to citizenship to around 500,000 immigrants who entered the U.S. illegally if they are married to U.S. citizens. For more on this and all the stories we're covering,